Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 22 to 24. Understanding God's way, word and work in our lives. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 22 verses 31 to 37 like this. The words of King David. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and power, and He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. David was the eighth son of Jesse, whom God had raised up from taking care of his father's sheep in the outskirts of Bethlehem to become the second king of Israel. Even though he was obscure in the worldly standards and deemed unworthy by his own parents to be part of a family gathering, God had sought and chosen David as a man after his own heart. Even after David was anointed by Samuel in the midst of his brothers in his tender age, his way to the throne of Israel was anything but easy. Now, as the old King David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, is reminiscing about his past and the struggles he had to face to reach the throne of Israel, he crafts his thoughts in a poetic fashion where he is extolling about God's way, God's word, and God's work in his life. Saul was dead, the kingdom was united under his leadership, and Israel's foes were beaten back. This psalm, which is a duplicate of Psalms 18, was probably penned after David had firmly established himself on the throne and was composed to commemorate the consistent intervention of God in his affairs, particularly God's deliverances from his various conflicts. The psalm has a great theological significance as David describes God as perfect and affirms that God's word had been tested and had not failed him in the past. God had delivered David from his many enemies and had kept him alive. All the ways of God were just. The work of God was seen in his strength towards him, his protection through his battles, his provisions during his wilderness sojourns, and his salvation that was experienced every day. David did not take credit for any of his victories. Instead, he gave the glory to God as he had obeyed the word of God and had trusted God to keep his promise and put him on the throne of Israel. As he looked back on those years of danger and difficulty, David did not see the hardness of life. Instead, he saw God's way, God's word, and God's work in his life. Through his constant troubles, David only saw the gentleness of God that had truly made him great. In the similar manner, if your life today seems hard and troubling, but keep trusting and obeying in the goodness and promises of God. One of these days, God will give you your own victory song, and you will experience greatness through the gentle dealing of God. Just accept the open invitation from Jesus and go to Him today for help and deliverance, as He has promised in His word in Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.